And everywhere we'd go, we'd have to run.
I'd be dead.
Yes, you would.
I would be dead.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Look at you wearing your MAHA hat. Is there a special reason why?
Maybe. Could be a little something something.
Yeah, there could be.
This is like
be.
My favorite baseball cap. I don't usually
is
wear
it really?
Baseball caps. Yeah.
Okay.
This is my summer beach cap. Like, seriously, like if you look through photos of us on
if
summer
there were
vacation,
any.
This is right.
There were any photos to look
just,
at.
It'll just
come
be like
on.
This. Yeah. It'll just be like that. That's how you would see it.
All right. BPScrasher@gmail.com. That's how you reach out to us. We got a lot of things to cover today.
Oh, yeah.
Also, 402-915-0962. We have Missy coming in from coming on the show today to chat. MAHA Music Festival. So we'll be chatting with her. Plus, we have a pair of tickets. We're going to hook you guys up. But it's going to be a special way of hooking you guys up because we actually just went live with something very beautiful. Basically, we redecorated the internet.
Yes.
We redecorated the internet.
Added something fun.
And now we have our own page.
BigPartyShow.com.
BigPartyShow.com is what it is. So... it's one-stop shopping. You can get merch. You can listen. You can become a party crasher, which you'll get updates. You'll get everything you want. We created this for you guys. It's a big part. www.bigpartyshow.com, which is kind of exciting.
It's so cool. Like, yeah. I just was like, so like when we launched it,
mm-hmm.
it like
did
felt like a moment.
It? Did you stare at it?
I did. I was just like, oh, and then I did because then I pulled it up on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I love these moments where I get to like flex a little for my kids.
Sure. Sure.
Because they're at that age now where they're like, what do you mean you have a website? And then they're expecting it to be this like janky thing where it's just like website. And instead, yeah. like I pull it up, they're like, damn, you have a website.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
It's like legit.
I mean, how many years have we been doing this show? I mean, the show has been going on for so long. And never in the existence of the Big Party Show has there been a website. But you can get everything there. And you can also win tickets. We're going to be giving away stuff on our podcast as well. So we have a pair of tickets to MAHA Music Festival. And so basically, we're going to give you a keyword. And what you're going to do is go to BigPartyShow.com under the contest page mm-hmm. and just enter that keyword. And then we'll give you some time next Thursday. We'll do a quick drawing and hook you up with tickets to the MAHA Music Festival. And it's going to be a fantastic lineup, too, by the way. The Pixies are going to be headlining it. Also, there's a Silver Sun Pickups.
Love which, those guys.
Those guys are fantastic.
Yeah.
But we'll talk to Missy more about that here in a little bit, for sure. Everything happens in threes and deaths.
Why?
Yes.
What?
Just found out. Hulk Hogan.
What?
Yes.
No.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
71.
Really?
Yes. I just got messaged. That Hulk Hogan.
Wow.
So first is Malcolm Jamal.
Then Ozzy Osbourne, which was
Ozzy
like
Osbourne.
Insane. Like,
and God, what is that escalator up to heaven?
It's a
like?
Lot of big personalities. Well, Malcolm wasn't. I mean, Malcolm's probably like the one that's like, hey guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But like Ozzy's just confused. He doesn't really know where he's supposed to go. Sharon!
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, the fact that Sharon's not there to like, Ozzy, it's just so stupid.
Oh,
like,
God.
He's like at a loss. And
now
then
Hulk
Hogan, brother,
yeah.
goes up to St. Peter. Hey, brother. He's like, it's St. Peter. And I'm not sure if you're getting in.
You know, the thing is that, the older everybody gets, and I mean, these are people that we've been accustomed with since we were younger, you know. All the other younger people that probably don't even really pay attention to these people. Now as you get older and you younger people listening, you're going to be seeing the same thing. You're going to be watching these people that you grew up with passing away, whether it's old age or whether it's drowning. You know what I mean?
Oh my
so,
God.
Well, come on. That's how it happened.
It's
I feel bad about
fun.
That. And you guys need to be careful when you're out swimming. Okay. Hey,
Dad, I get it.
It's not Dad. This is not a Dad moment. Yeah. So he's gone. But anyway, yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah. It isn't that crazy.
Yeah. That's always interesting. Nuts. It is always, I mean, it is kind of spooky how it's in threes. But yeah, Hulk Hogan would not have been on my list. Like that would not have been, I mean, Ozzy Osbourne was kind of on, that guy was on borrowed time. I mean,
yeah,
talk about nine lives. I mean, that cat.
He's gone through a lot. Yes. I mean, he's a rock star, you know.
Overcome addiction. I mean, he's had health issues. That guy, talk about like 30-second chances. I mean, it's a lot. But but that's the thing is that, I mean, that's what sort of makes him great, right? Is the fact that like he's just like unsinkable. And then all of a sudden, you get the news that he died and you're like, no way. As if like no way is the answer to that. Like,
yeah. Unsinkable, huh? You just had to throw that out there.
Unsinkable. Don't. The unsinkable Molly Brown. That's what
I know.
Supposed to be. Oh, don't.
Talk about
make
Malcolm.
It. Like, I know you were, okay. And I wasn't doing that.
Anyway, that's tasteless. So all right, bad. Go to bigpartyshow.com and get everything. We'll give you that keyword in a little bit. We have Fun Factory coming up here today.
Do.
It's Friday. And then also, the dating app bio was written by your worst ex. What would it say?
Oh my God.
I shared mine yesterday. What have you gotten yours?
I did. And done? I took a page out of your book. Cause this is the thing. Okay. I was going to write it myself and I'm like, that's not fair.
It was time for that.
Well, it's not that I don't have time. It's just like, I don't know how accurate I would be one way or the other. Like either I'd pile on myself and give way too much away, or I would like be like, I was an angel. I don't know why we broke up. So instead I went to ChatGPT and it was hysterical. Because the prompt that I put in was, what would a bitter ex write for dating a bio for their cool, crazy ex-girlfriend?
Okay.
Oh, so
that's different.
So it came back with some really, if you like thrill rides, emotional whiplash, and someone who can make brunch feel like a Quentin Tarantino scene, she's your girl. Loves vintage clothes, chaotic energy, and starting a new life every 6 months. I'm just like, oh my God.
God, this is like, it knows you.
I know. She once said, I'm not like other girls. And she meant it in a threatening way. Oh. this is the other one that I love. She's fun. Yeah. She's hot. She's probably hexed me. Proceed with care and tell her I want my sweatshirt back. I can't tell you that. That really
have you left stuff behind? That's funny because
but I'm a collector. I mean, have stuff in my house that like belong to exes.
Okay,
I've got like several items. Like there's a pot in the kitchen that
is an ex's. Does Peter know or?
I mean, I don't know. I guess he does now. Yeah. It's a great pot.
How about clothes? Do you have clothes from exes?
I do.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
I do not. I don't have anything from exes.
Not. Like, what are you like wearing women's clothes?
No, it's one thing they bought you stuff. They bought it for you.
Oh, no. I mean, these are their clothes.
Oh, this is actual their. Do you wear these clothes?
One of them I do. It's a great sweatshirt. I mean, it's like a great sweatshirt. I don't care. I mean, a good sweatshirt's a good sweatshirt. And then one of my exes left like a dress shirt at my house, and I ended up using that as like a sleep shirt for a really long time.
Okay.
Really
with
soft.
With Peter? Silence. You can hear the
silence is deafening.
I can hear Peter being very silent too.
No, he tried to swap it out numerous times, and I was like, it's a texture thing. It has nothing to do with the person. It really doesn't. It has to do, I'm a tactile person.
Yeah.
And so it has to do with how it feels. Because Peter kept giving me his cast off dress shirts. And I was like, no, this was like a really cheap. I think it's like 100% polyester. Like it wasn't a nice dress shirt, but I loved the way it felt. Like it's like, ooh, you could rub it.
What was my question then? What do you get? You obviously do not. But do you get rid of stuff? Do people generally get rid of the stuff they have from their exes?
There was one ex where I took everything and I put it in a box and I shoved it in a closet. There was one. There was one like that where I was like, I never want to see anything from you ever again.
Okay. What did you do with the shirt I left behind? Because I left a shirt at your place at one given time.
I gave it back to you.
You did, or you probably did then. Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't have kept that. That didn't feel great. And I still think it's weird that you could fit into a baby doll t-shirt. That was a different body shape than we all have now.
Absolutely. She thought it was a girlfriend leaving a shirt behind.
I
know. Behind.
I was like, did one of my girlfriends like crash here and say, this is one of my other favorite ones and I'll leave it at this. And
okay.
This
then we got to call Missy, but okay.
Peter would be, she'll bake you cookies, then start a fight about your tone. Peter's like, I live that. She made me scones yesterday and then was like, what did you just say?
All right, we're gonna call Missy here. Oh, hold on a second. I don't know if that's gonna go through. Hold on. Hold. Why? Hold on.
One of the last things was that if you swipe and just be good to her or don't, whatever. I'm fine. I'm not fine, but I'm fine. That would be one of my exes. Be like, if she wants me back, just tell her I'm here.
Okay.
So that was another one. That was another cycle that I went through where I was like, I'm done. But I still want to
get to the other clothing that you have.
I'm trying to think.
We got Missy. We're going to jump on with Missy real quick and talk Maha then.
Hello.
Well, hello, Missy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
So good.
We're excited to get you on. You know, this podcast is fairly new. And
I know.
Yeah. We're talking about exes. And you're freshly married, correct?
I am.
Yeah.
So you have no exes to speak of. Yeah. All there is just the love of your life. You're like, there was nobody else before you.
I can't even remember who.
What? Was there? I don't even know.
Yeah, because we do this bit on Mondays where it's basically no dumb questions. And somebody had asked if our dating app bio was written by your worst ex, what would it say?
Oh, my.
I know.
And then we got into conversation on how much clothes Molly has from exes that she still has that Peter
oh,
doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, so
I'm a bit of a collector.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a lot of jewelry from exes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I haven't too. Told my husband.
I know. He's like, that's a beautiful necklace. You're like, this whole thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. I've had it for years.
All right. So Maha Music Festival, that's going to be here in a minute. It's actually about a week, isn't it? It's on the 2nd of August. Down at the new Heartland of America Park on the Omaha Riverfront. You guys took a break last year.
We did. You know, from 2023 to 2024, you know, the festival industry, as you might have read or heard or seen, you know, has struggled. You know, a lot of festivals just kind of disappear. And, you know, Maha kind of experienced that as well. And so we just wanted to take the year off and regroup and had conversations with the guys from Outlandia, the other music festival in town.
Oh, I love that one too. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, they struggled as well. I mean, it's no secret that they lost money and didn't make any money. And so, you know, we started having conversations and thought it would be best if we kind of collaborated and put on a Maha 2.0, I guess.
So you teamed up with Brandon at Falconwood and stuff. I had no idea you guys did that.
Yeah, Outlandia did that. And then, now we're talking yeah, we've just collaborated with them and put together this festival this year. And we're calling it Maha. Outlandia is gone. So Maha, it's the same founders of both festivals. And so, you know, Maha has the name. It's been around since 2009. And, you know, we had this opportunity to return back down to the riverfront, you know, with the renovations that they did there. And it's a beautiful space and a perfect spot to hold a festival. So that is what we're doing August 2nd. And, you know, with the headliner, the Pixies, it's just incredible. I'm super excited.
So am I. Pixies, the Silver Sun Pickups, we're huge fans of those guys too. Yeah, this is fun. I'm so glad this festival is going on again, and I'm glad you guys have the people in the bands that are going to be there.
Previously Maha was a 2-day festival, but this year we're just doing a 1-day festival since we're in a new location. You know, we have a lot of logistics to figure out, but it's going to be the 1-day festival. Doors open at 1, a complete full day of music. You know, it kicks off at 2:00 with Little Brazil, which, you know, is Omaha's own. And they actually performed at the first Maha Festival in 2009.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
So they'll kick it off. And then, like you said, Silver Sun Pickups, Magdalena Bay, they're kind of a synth pop duo. And then, of course, Band of Horses is another one.
Band of Horses is another good one. Yes. I love those guys.
Amazing. And then Waxahachie, kind of an indie folk, country-esque, Americana girl that is just, her voice is just incredible. So super excited about her. And then, of course, closing the evening is the Pixies.
The Pixies. And I saw that the 10 years and younger get in for free.
Yeah, they do. So bring the kids.
I love that because that just introduces the younger generation to music, live music.
Yeah, and that's what Maha is about. It's about community and bringing people together and, you know, of all ages, honestly. So, we're excited for the festival this year.
Okay, and there are still tickets available, right?
All our VIP tickets are sold out, but DA is available. And you can go to mahafestival.com for tickets.
Okay. All right, Missy. Congratulations on your marriage, your new marriage, by the way.
Yes. Finally finding someone out of there, never having dated before. Never. Not once.
Well, it's funny because I would follow you guys. You guys like to travel.
Yeah,
we do.
Yes. I would watch all your traveling stuff that you guys would do together. And I was in my mind, I was like, well, she found the perfect dude that just likes to travel.
I really did. And getting married later in life is just amazing.
Isn't it? Isn't it? We both, now all three of us have done it. It's so much. It's like, it's not like you get all your stuff out of the way when you're younger. It's just, there's just less drama.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Nailed that for sure.
You know, so, all right. Well, Missy, we'll get you back on again soon. Thank you so much. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to a Maha Music Festival. And thank you. Thank you for everything.
Yeah. Thank you. And we'll see you at the festival in August 2nd.
Yes, you will.
Great talking to you.
All right. See you later, Missy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There it is right there. Maha Music Festival. I'm so glad that thing is back.
Yes.
You know.
I am as well. I mean, it was kind of sad when it went away because you were like, is it really gone? And it's like,
you don't know.
I mean, 2009, that's wild that it's been around for that long. And then for it just to disappear, you're like, you feel like you have a good foothold. But she's right when she said that the festivals, especially post-COVID, really had a hard time coming back. And I think it's just now people are getting back in the swing of like, yeah, let's do it. Plus, there are those big, huge festivals that consume so much of the concert dollars. I mean, if you
can
going
only go to
a,
so many, yeah. Being in the business this long, you know, we've seen tickets go from, you know, what they were to what they are now. And we've also seen people that love music and live shows. And they are budgeted to certain amount of shows a year because of the prices are so high.
Yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Maha Music Festival. All right, so we're going to give a keyword, all right? This is how you're going to win this pair of tickets. You're going to go to bigpartyshow.com.
Yes.
Under contest, you're going to enter the word Omaha, all right? Omaha is the keyword you're going to need to win tickets, all right? So we'll get you in the door. Possibly. So good luck to all of you that are going to try to win tickets. So
yeah. So this is, you know, like Party said, it's on the new website, bigpartyshow.com. And it's kind of cool. Like, so when you fill it out, like it gets you in the running, you know, like you just have to put in like your email and then the keyword Omaha. And I'm excited because this is our first, this is our first giveaway and not the last. Like
no,
that
it's
was
not.
One of the reasons why we wanted to launch the site was the fact that like we want to give you guys stuff, whether it's
yes,
prize
absolutely.
Packs or tickets or experiences.
Merch. We're going to definitely hook you guys up with opportunity to win stuff for sure. But we're working on some pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We really are pretty excited about it. So but there you go. Well, now what are we talking about now?
We were talking about exes. Trouble. Like we're both getting in like really murky waters. Like I have a lot of explaining to do. What's weird is you and Wylene, while you know, you have her boys, like you guys as a couple, like came together, they were older. So like for Peter and I, we had children. And so they've only known us as each other.
As person. Mom and dad.
And that is one of the funniest things about kids. They're like, wait, you dated somebody before dad? I'm like, no, I did not. Just
when Wylene told
was
Colin,
hanging around waiting for him to show up. Never kissed a person before that. Nope. Just
when Wylene, the sweet Wylene, this is before marriage, of course, told Colin that we were hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
He paused and he said, big party on the radio. She's like, yeah, big party on the radio. He's on the radio. And he had said, the guy that says love isn't real.
She's like, well, yes, but it is now.
Yeah.
Now love's real.
Now love is so real.
Oops.
Can you believe that? Hey, let's talk about we've been wanting to talk about this. What is the deal with this this black ring in the sky? What's the story behind this?
There was a guy on a county road out in the country in Kansas, and he's like, "Do you see what I'm seeing?" And he gets out, he has his like, you know, phone camera out, and there's a black dusty ring
in the sky. I saw the video. It's weird.
It looks like almost like you know how they talk about those like micro robots or something, or it looks like a swarm of insects, but it's perfectly round. Like it's a perfect circle.
Yeah.
And it just is swirling. And he's like, what is that? And it is so creepy to look at. Cause you're like, really, what is that? He's like, it's not birds.
Well, we got video right here. I can't describe it, but
somebody tell me, what the is this? And I'm not using no app. I am on County Road 2 in between State Avenue and K32. And I have never seen anything like that in my life. And it appears that little black stuff was falling down the center of it. That is just weird.
Wow.
And then just to let you all know, I'm not kidding here. This is real. Sorry, that's my phone doing that because it's a piece of crap Motorola. But just so you can see
it's him.
It's him. It's what is that? That's the bizarrest thing.
One of the things that I read was that it could be a blown transformer.
Oh, come on.
So that's apparently when a transformer blows, it like it creates this
ring in the sky
orb. Yeah, that was like the only people are like, yeah, that could be it. I don't know, it looks weird. It's like dust. It's like, and it's slowly coming apart.
Yeah, like it's,
and that's the thing,
you know what it is, it's a portal
that's
starting to close.
There there's that movie Arrival, and yes. that has the people that are like the smoke people, and they like make it behind that wall. And that's all I could think of when I saw that. I was like, here are the smoke people. And they are disappointed.
What would we want to go in? I mean, come out of a portal like that. Monsters. I would want monsters.
No, the world has enough monsters.
No, we're doing just real fine monsters.
On the monster front. On the
I
human
want
front.
Monsters that are so scary that we have to run. You know what
Speak
I mean?
For yourself. Well, I mean,
come on.
That.
How exciting would that be if we were looking out the window 24/7 and everywhere we go, we'd have to run?
I'd be dead.
Yes, you would.
I would be dead. My children would be
run,
orphans.
Molly. I think it'd be great. I mean, it'd be a great way to end the end humanity.
Oh my God.
Not a bomb, really. You want it that way?
No,
it's just be exciting not, about is or something, you know.
I'm not rooting for the end of civilization. Obviously you've given it some thought and you're like, listen,
yes.
this were gonna happen. Bomb.
It's a
people
portal.
Monsters out of the sky. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I've got small children. I'd like it to be normal for as long as humanly possible.
Absolutely.
I mean, as normal as the world can be. The world's
I'm just
already
saying,
weird.
I know. It's not like it's, we're not playing real, Molly. It's we're just
I know,
playing
I know,
idea
I know.
Of, hey, all of a sudden that thing and on these weird creatures. And get this. This is the weird thing about the creatures that are coming through to kill us all.
Okay.
They're good looking. They're all just beautiful males and females. By the way, I read the weirdest story today about men getting penis injections to make it look bigger. Guys, what are you doing? Anyway, these doctors are horrified by some of the bad things that are happening. As it's no different than breasts. Getting your breasts, I guess. I've never heard of such a thing. It's in USA Today. About back to monsters.
Please, I want to get back to space monsters. Oh
so
my
yeah,
God.
I knew you would.
You win.
They're
uncle.
Just beautiful uncle. Monsters with like, that's what I was going to say. They have three breasts and giant wings. And they're just running around.
God.
In short,
oh, so
shorts.
It's like 28 years later where you're like, whoa, coming in hot, Alpha.
Yes.
Well, that's like I'm exactly. reading a book right now
okay.
where it's called Ordinary Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really compelling. Like, I can't put it down.
Okay.
Peter's like, is this the book that made you cry? I was like, no, I'm done with the cry book. And he's like, is this book making you cry? I was like, no, it's not. He's like, okay, good. That's how he keeps track of what I'm reading. Are we still on the cry book? I can't keep track. So this one is like basically talented children that have like different
abilities and
abilities.
Stuff.
Abilities, exactly.
Okay. I like that stuff too.
Yeah, like there's this one kid, he can't be killed. Like no matter what happens to him, he can heal. Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. That's the rub. Just because he breaks his arm and it heals right away doesn't mean that it didn't hurt when it broke. But one of the guys.
Oh, you're still feeling the pain.
Right.
Oh, see, that wouldn't be worth it.
Right? Like it's one of those things where you still feel it. You could still feel the bullet hit you.
Uh-huh.
And you'll know that like, pain, but like, then it's okay. And then you get healed, but you're like, okay. I still knew what it felt like to get shot in the chest. That didn't not happen.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the characters controls dust. He's like the bad guy. And so like he can manipulate dust and make it like, do all sorts of things. So like all, like he can turn it into ropes. He can make it into like it can cover you. And so this guy's like
the Sandman.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay, the Sandman. Okay.
And so he's fascinating. So like he's the big bad in this book. And it made me think of when we saw that circle, like that'd be something he could do.
Okay.
So like maybe, I don't know, Sandman dust manipulators are real. This guy's not writing a fantasy novel. He's like, no, for real. There's a guy out there that can heal himself, and there's a guy that can manipulate dust.
Now you're playing my game.
I see.
Yeah,
I
see? If you're into those kind of books, you should be into that kind of portal. I guess I did turn it sexual. I didn't have to do that. I could have just made it scary, but I thought it'd be more interesting. The first thing people do is stare, maybe laugh. I mean, it could make it worse. I mean, no one likes clowns.
I don't think you need to,
you know,
no, we don't need to do that.
All right. Fun Factory. Are we ready to rock the Fun Factory here?
Palette cleanse here.
Yeah, palette cleanse. Do this every Friday. Thanks for tuning in, by the way. And if you know anybody that would like to advertise or sponsor the show, we are asking you to have them reach out to us or just help us out. Yeah, we definitely desperately need a little bit of love on that end. And we have merch, all right? So if you want to get merch, I got some merch right here.
Yeah, you
On the head, do yourself a good hat. And I grabbed this out of the closet for you party crashers.
Party crashers!
Also employee of the month.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
Employee of the month. I've got my party crasher hat here, too. Look at this.
Don't wait.
How much? Pushing everything. Yeah. Pushing everything.
Your name here. Your name here. By the way, Maha Music Festival, that Molly, if you're not watching, she's wearing a hat. It's got the logo. I remember when Maha Music Festival did that tattoo.
Yes.
I meant to ask her because basically.
I know, but I didn't want to put her on the spot. But at the same time, I kind of wanted to do want to know because people did it. So for people who don't know, to circle back in. Back in the early days of Maha, the way they spread word is if somebody got the logo, which is this logo that's on the hat, which is a
badass logo,
it looks Native American. If they got that tattooed on their body, they would get into Maha free for life.
For life. For exactly.
Life. So I'm hoping that that's still, imagine when it last year, when it went away, they're like, life, yes. Life apparently isn't forever.
I remember one time giving away tickets to a Limp Bizkit show or something like that and jokingly said, I'll give the first person that tattoos my face on their body, I'll hook them up with tickets. This guy showed up with a tattoo on his inner thigh of my face and the Big Party Show logo and everything at that time. And it's right by his junk, too, by the way. I'm like, hey. And
wait,
his girlfriend,
somebody got your face? I thought Limp Bizkit was asking for his face.
My face. And it's probably still there, unless he covered it up.
On but some guy's inner thigh?
For Limp Bizkit tickets, even. I'm like,
why there, though?
I don't know. It was weird. But the girlfriend, it was even And, the joke was, I get to watch him have sex.
Not girlfriend for long. She's dead man walking. The minute you got that other guy's face tattooed near your nutsack,
to pair
was
a ticket.
Pretty much the defining moment I think of me deciding to break up with you.
The tickets were probably $20 a piece.
God, that's terrible. Just terrible.
A lifetime choice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a lifetime choice right there. All right, to the Fun Factory. Here's the total definition of a midlife crisis. This is broken down.
Let's just take this second by second. Okay. They don't know. There. Moment of recognition. Realization of consequences. Sheer panic. That's the best time you can see she's clearly growing out her greys. And, look. He's balding. It's midlife crisis at its finest. She's laughing, but it's a nervous laugh. And this girl, she knows.
Yeah, she does. She's like, you got Coldplay thing.
That is not going away. No. And I think the internet has kind of taken a break. It seems like because we've just exhausted every move.
The only new material would be if somebody finally scored an interview with the wife.
Yeah.
Or that lady's husband or something. That'd be the only thing to turn up some new. Because how much? He resigned from his job.
She's everybody's on leave. Saying the same thing that I've talked to. Because, in the end, you're cheating. Who cares? That's your gig, right? But everyone's making fun of the one thing they bring up is the guy who took a dive.
Yes, because it's
like that.
Coward. Gross. It's right up there. It's not quite as disgusting as your significant other having another man's face tattooed on his inner thigh, but it is up there.
So get this. There's another video that just came out today, and basically it's video from the stage, right?
Okay.
And it shows Martin there singing and everything like that. And you can see in the background, the upper level.
Okay.
Get this. It looks like everyone is sitting except for those two. How weird is that?
Oh.
It's bizarre. So I thought to myself when I'm reading, watching this video, and now it's all over TikTok, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, did they do this on purpose? Because why would you be the only people standing?
No, because maybe they were like the ones where you're like, you guys are lame. Like, come on.
Dummies.
A lot of times, you know, that's the thing. You're
stupid.
You with those nice seats and everybody's just sitting. You're like, you have all the money and you got the best seats and you're just sitting at this concert. It irks me.
But those are the seats he had aren't good seats. They're up in the upper
thing. I thought that they were like up in the suites.
No, it was the round. Yeah, it's, I know, cheap ass.
Even gross. You took me out on a date away from my husband and you're like,
it didn't look like sweets. And why would you take your mistress to a suite?
Aren't you CEO of the company? Nosebleeds.
Yeah, she's got a ton of money too. All right, never forget life's important lessons.
Always remember this. If you go to bed with an itchy arse, you will wake up with a smelly finger.
Is that you every day?
All right. Let's do some lessons in nature now.
Caw-caw.
They say if you listen to a beehive while it's raining, they have some interesting things to say. I'm gonna give it a shot here. You can see the bees all clustered around the bottom here. Wow, listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this.
I'm a bee. I'm a bee. I'm a bee.
How stupid is that? How stupid.
So dumb. And yet we laugh.
Yes. Yes, we
it's
laugh.
Better than sky monsters. I'll tell you that.
Okay. And sometimes it's just on the tip of your tongue.
One thing about them strip clubs, you got to remember, stripper arms are not like regular women's arms. They do not know how to touch you delicately. That don't sound right. Delicately, they don't know how to touch you delicately. That's the word I'm looking for, delicately. What I was talking about?
He's your spirit animal.
Oh my God.
What word was it the other day that you were like,
I don't even know. Sometimes words don't sound right. You know, do you ever get like that? Like
absolutely.
I deal with spelling. I'm like, why is that telling me it's wrong? It's obviously right in my head.
Like that. Or you when know. You say a word enough and you're like, I don't think that's the word anymore.
You know
like
what was
you
weird?
Say it so many times.
Someone I saw online, there was a, you're supposed to read it, right? It was like and every single word was spelled wrong. You wouldn't, but yet it was so easy to read. And there's like a certain percentage of people that can actually read long paragraphs where everything is just mumble jumbo. It was bizarre.
Oh, really? But they're like able to sort it out?
Your brain's able to sort it out. You know,
it's like a puzzle.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I'm special.
God, it's going to drive me crazy what that word was. We were working on the website and there was some word and it was really challenging for you. I mean, it wasn't website, but it was like something along the lines. And you even called yourself out. You're like, I can't say that word.
I can't say that word. What the heck was that word now?
That's what I'm trying to think. And it's going to come to me in the middle of the night. I'm going to sit bolt upright in bed and be like, spanakopita. I'm going to be like, what the hell are you talking about? Greek pie.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what it is. All right. Here's the last one, all right? You want to feel sexy, excited, and wowed? Then this is for you.
As a wife, mother, and former beauty pageant winner, I love to look my best. That's why I'm so excited about Sticky Nips.
With Sticky Nips, I feel sexy, I feel excited, and I feel wow.
Sticky Nips are made to match your every mood, subtle everywhere, and wow, for that sensuous look when you really want to be noticed.
Sticky Nips are like a fantasy come true. They've helped me get my sexy back.
Now when we go out, my man only has eyes for me. when I first put the sticky nips on and I looked in the mirror, I just thought, wow.
Sticky nips are made from soft, natural silicone with body matching colors, light, medium, tan, and deep.
Why would that be necessary?
I don't know.
The best would be, I wish they had one where they didn't get them lined up right. So it was like, you keep sticking them, you're like, this isn't, I don't know where to put it. It's not symmetrical.
I've heard of nipple tape.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've had to wear that.
Okay. Why? I don't want to go into detail. Please don't. We are too much like brother, sister. I don't want to sit there and imagine you with your shirt off.
It was part of my final project in college.
Oh, that's right. You had to go and get naked on stage.
Yeah, I did a striptease.
That's the look of shame.
I didn't get fully naked.
Did anyone throw you any money at least?
Did anyone throw you? No, I wish.
That would have been worse.
Yeah, that would have been worse, actually, I think. I think that might have been worse. Okay. Yeah, I had to, I had black tape. So I, you know, like I didn't get naked, but, oh yes.
How naked did you get?
I was in, okay. So like, honestly, like the Charlie XCX costume or the one that I showed you, that she wore on SNL, that was my outfit. Only the difference was, is I was wearing shorts like that, like really short shorts that were pleather.
Uh-huh.
And then I had feet like knee high black boots. And then I was wearing a full fishnet bodysuit, like a cat.
And you went
suit.
On stage and for your class and got, what was the reason behind doing this?
It was a movement class. Like it was supposed to be like show how.
How things move when I'm stripping.
Get into your body. I don't know. It's acting school. They're like, show us everything. I'm like, okay. You said everything. Everyone else in the class is like, I just did a dance routine. I'm like, so am I. Hit it.
I can't even imagine this.
Started off fully dressed.
Yeah. Did they know what you were doing?
No.
Okay. All right.
Just
so
keep in mind.
Yeah.
I was the quiet girl in class.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one that like sat in the back, went outside, smoked cigarettes alone, came back in. Like so imagine that girl suddenly being like coming up for a final project. And she's like, yeah, you know, dancing to this Nine Inch Nails song, hit it. And all of a sudden you're like, what? This girl's been sitting in the back of the class the whole time.
So take me into your head.
I don't even think I've seen her ankles, let alone her whole body. I mean,
were you terrified?
Yes.
How did it last? Did it feel like it lasted a lifetime?
Yes.
Did you feel like
it lasted forever?
Did you feel like in your head, did you go to, I'm going to do this thing? Or were you like, what is that guy thinking right now? Are people just, I mean, what's happening in that head?
I went to my happy place. Like, I just was like, I'm doing this. And then you get up there and you're like, why? Like, it seemed funny with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, yes, drunk on a Friday night. I was like, I know exactly what I'm going to do for my final. And I'm like, let's do a striptease. And your girlfriends are like, that'll be hysterical. None of them are in the class with me.
Okay.
Keep in mind that none of my friends are in this class.
Yeah.
They're all like other people. So wow. I don't have any friends in this class. It's not like I have anybody being like, yeah, do it. Let's go. It's just a room full of people who I have basically shared a space with and okay. have maybe said five words to.
All right.
And yeah, I suddenly remember. Get up on stage and they're like, hit it. And next thing you know, they're like, why? I don't think I've ever seen her not wear a turtleneck. I didn't even know she had skin. I haven't even seen it.
God, it just takes me back to doing things that you think is a good idea. Like that time I was at that stranger's, that wedding. Remember, I was at that wedding.
You took
and
your
I was
shirt
so,
off to dance?
And I took my shirt off, my dress shirt, and I was swinging it out on the air because I was pissed off at the person that I was there with. Basically, mm-hmm. I was dating someone, went to this thing in a small town, was all alone.
Yeah.
And finally, no one was on the dance floor, and I walked right out there and started doing that with my shirt off, and then dump me right after that.
She's like, nope. No thanks.
But anyway.
I did get an A. I will
all right.
say that. I did get
an A. Oh, I'll bet you did.
I had to go back to the dorm. I went back to my roommate. She's like, how did it go? I was like, that was terrifying. Why did you think that was a good idea? She's people, like, that's what Long Island iced tea gets. A couple Long Island iced teas, and suddenly you're like, you know what I think is a great idea?
So do something that scares you.
I'm all for that. I really am.
So am I. Yeah.
I am all for like stretching yourself. Like I'm not telling anybody, listen, this was a stupid idea made up by a 19-year-old. Like 50-year-old me now would be like, are you crazy? Like, what are you thinking? But 19-year-old me drunk on a Friday night is like, killer idea. And who wants to order tacos?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Keyword again to win Maha Music Festival tickets is Omaha. Go to bigpartyshow.com, brand new site. Peruse this site. Enjoy. Get some merch, too. We got some merch on there as well.
And sign up to be a party crasher.
Yes.
More details to come on what's going to happen. But like we have a lot of people that have reached out, want to be able to keep in touch. This will be a great way to like, you know, when we've got new events coming up or promotions and things like that, you'll be the first to know.
Absolutely. All right. We'll see you guys. Have a safe weekend. Be good to each other and your friends, family, neighbors, and do yourself good.
Huda Media Production.